Krishna's letter from Bollywood. Films and fashion and fun. She happens to be the wife of our owner.
Don't mention that.
But she's still number one on Masala FM.
Hi, Style Cats. It's me, Sunny Krishna, with another letter from Bollywood, letting all you oppressed immigrant workers out there have a teensy peek at my glamorous life here in Bombay. Well, right now it's film premiere time, so it's the usual round of wild parties, pool orgies, and drunken rickshaw competitions on Juhu Beach. And of course, as always, I had my trusty microphone with me, so I managed to catch some of Bollywood's top film stars to send their personal messages of support to all you lovely listeners of Masala FM.
Oh, Tiger! Woo! Tiger Khan!
Hey, baby. Rosie got 32 teeth and what is a monster?
Oh, yeah, really witty. So, any message for Masala FM listeners?
Who?
Lovely Ramamurthy over here. Hi, ever heard of Masala FM by any chance?
Oh, you! I told you to keep away from my husband, yeah. Slut!
It's okay, we'll cut that bit. You know, sweetie.
I don't believe it. Never have I heard such amateur gibberish in all my years as a broadcaster slash owner slash business tycoon.
Oh, calm down, husband dearest. That Tiger Khan chap, he spent the rest of the evening hassling me. I was lucky to escape with minor bruising.
Well, he was lucky to get out wearing his own underwear, knowing you. You're supposed to be enhancing our international reputation, not going round like some kamikaze Jeremy Beadle.
Hey, listen, Ullu. It's not my fault nobody's heard of your one man and his donkey radio station, is it?
What do you mean?
Damn it. Promoting Masala FM is like taking an untouchable home to meet your mother. It's socially embarrassing and soon forgotten. There. Somebody had to tell you. And it won't be any of this lot, as I don't want to have to sleep with you to keep the job.
And you do. You haven't shared my bed for 3 years.
I am trying to get the sack. Oh, hadn't you guessed? Ciao.
So this is what you all think. Working here is the broadcasting equivalent of wearing a leper's belt. Auntie G, you do personal appearances all over the country, don't you? Masala FM has made you a household name.
No, Sweet and Discreet is a household name, which is the feminine deodorant company that sponsors my tours. Still, I do mention Masala FM if pushed.
Mizzou, what about all the groovy young folk who come to your gigs?
What, you mean the happening streetwise Punjabi starly warriors that call me demigod?
Yes, them.
Yeah. They listen in because it's me, not because it's Masala.
No individual is bigger than this station, except for me, of course.
What I'm saying is I don't get the interviews right with the up-and-coming bands. They'd rather go to one of those bigger stations where they get expenses and them dinky little fruit baskets in their dressing rooms.
We always give our guests a free gift.
Yeah, but I don't think a T-shirt with a picture of Deep and Crispy Corn Oil on the front and your face on the back does the trick, boss.
I see. So after all the years of sweat and toil trying to give my underrepresented community a voice, I am merely a shabby showman, a funny brown man who can't keep up with the big boys. Is that it? Shanta, you're usually the first to jump in with both Doc Martens. Come, finish me off.
Mr. Krishna, I was actually quite moved by your speech.
You were? It went down like a bucket of sick at the last Tory party conference.
And you know why? Because you suck up to the wrong people. It doesn't matter how many blue rosettes you pin to your chest. To that lot, you'll always be the funny brown man, their little token. We're an Asian station. Let's promote our own interests and our own needs. We don't need to compete with the white stations. We've got something they will never have. Our own unique culture bursting with talent.
Yes.
Brilliant! I've got it now. This week will be Asian Celebrity Week. Each of you has to find a guest for your show who has made it big in some way in this country. Get them to talk about how lovely it is being a British-born Asian, that sort of thing. Their trials, tribulations, and eventual triumphs.
Oh, this is perfect, Mr. Krishna. You'll see the ratings soar, I guarantee it, once we start celebrating our own.
Twinkle, twinkle, Asian stars, in your furs and big fast cars. Don't get too big for your boots, never spurn your cultural roots. Thank your fans and kiss their hem. Come and chat on Masala FM.
Sweet dreams.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Apne Sitare Week, where you'll get a chance to talk to a whole host of your favorite British Asian celebrities who all listen regularly to Masala FM, of course. Now, we were hoping to have Sandeep from Locks a Mercy, the famous soap set in an East End outpatients unit. Unfortunately, he's busy rehearsing. But we do have Rita Bedi, one of our top homegrown actresses with us. Welcome, Rita. Oh,
thanks, Auntie G. It's a real honour to be here.
Well, I've been ploughing through your CV, and mighty impressive it is.
Oh, thanks very much.
You won a scholarship to RADA, yeah, where you walked away with the Bancroft Gold Medal for Shakespearean verse, plus other awards for opera singing, classical ballet, jazz tap, fusion choreography, and the Percy Thrower Gilded Cage for your animal impressions. Oh, phew. So, what's your most recent success been, Rita?
Well, it has to be the Namaste Spicy Sauce ad, Auntie G.
Oh, you are the very beautiful exotic lady in a sari who tries to cook her bossy husband a meal over primitive fire, fails, then sends her trained monkey to the shops to buy a packet of authentic curry sauce.
No, the woman in a sari is actually a white model blacked up. I was the monkey, and I only got that because of the Percy Thrower Prize.
Oh, I see. Well, I thought it was a real bunder, so well done for that. But you do play a running character in something called Mrs. Patel. She appears several times on your bio data.
No, that's 14 different characters, all called Mrs. Patel, yeah? There's jolly Mrs. Patel in corner shop, bewildered Mrs. Patel in advice centre, weeping Mrs. Patel in police station, semi-conscious Mrs. Patel in road accident, ironic Mrs. Patel in underwear.
What about this one? Miss Patel.
Daughter of Mrs. Patel having an arranged marriage. Done 7 of those.
Still, any words of encouragement from one of our role models to our eager youngsters out there wanting to hit the big time?
Do pharmacy instead.
Time to kick off your shoes and make some tea. It's the Romance Show with Khalid the Smoothie.
What a lovely boy.
Hello, listeners, and as part of our Apne Sitare Week, we wanted to feature one of our greatest heroes, who also has his own wonderful romantic story to tell. Mr. Imran Khan, cricketer, charity worker, statesman, and loving husband to Jemima, couldn't be here tonight. But we do have Suki Bansal, the first Asian girl to win Blind Date, with us instead. Welcome, Suki.
Thanks, babe. Right back at ya.
Most kind, thanks. Now, you were actually chosen to go on a date with...
Oh, Kevin from Blackburn, yeah, he was a babe, you know.
Good, good. And what wonderful trip did you win together?
A sheep shearing tour in Cardiff.
I believe young Kevin actually proposed, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, just as he was helping me out of a sheep dip. Oh, it was dead romantic.
Ah, I expect Kevin fell for the grace, charm and myriad rainbow colours of your soul, like those in love do.
Well, not exactly. He said all white women were sadistic man-haters with hairy armpits, and he wanted a nice Asian wife who would cook him hot dinners and do the Kama Sutra on request.
I see. And you're still seeing this person?
Oh, nah. It's on hold right now, because I got fed up with all the publicity I was getting.
Ah, yes. Your TV appearance has made you into a bit of a star, hasn't it?
Star? You must be bleeding joking. Oh. I've got trashed by the Asian press. They're all calling me a cheap tart who gives all East End birds a bad name. I mean, I can take the name calling, but when some fundamentalist tried to firebomb my flat last week, I got a bit hacked off. Hmm. I mean, the only reason I'm doing your show is that they said I'm getting paid, right?
Ah. Well, it's not a cash offering. No, it's much better than that. Hmm. Have you seen these deep and crispy corn oil cagoules? They're all the rage right now.
Right. My solicitor will be contacting you in the morning, babe.
Stupid, bloody, incompetent laloos. Hopeless. Just hopeless. I'll be a laughingstock at the next broadcasting tycoon's barbecue. Have you seen Rupert Murdoch's snigger? It's not a pleasant experience. Did you hear the B-list no-hopers we laughingly call celebrities on my radio station? Is that the best we can come up with? The cream of British Asian achievement? A dizzy slapper and the girl who plays the monkey in a curry ad.
Mr. Krishna, please, you have to remember we are a very new community here. It takes time for us to establish our talents and infiltrate the meritocracy.
Then how come the Afro-Caribbeans are doing so well?
Ah, Well, there are huge cultural and language barriers that we obviously have to overcome.
Moira Stewart, Danny Thompson, Lenny Henry, any footballer you care to mention. We could have had Frank Bruno sitting on that sofa right now, amusing us with his immortal catchphrase. I'm not happy, Harry. It's all your fault for not being black.
Well, politically we are.
Well, who bloodies are? That's a big help. The whole thing was your idea, Shanta. I want to see results, or else your history.
Well, as it happens, Mr. Krishna, I've managed to find two remarkable guests whose achievements are both inspiring and important enough to...
Good! Put them on air immediately. Who's on next?
Well, it's Maz's show, but they're my guests, and I really think...
Shanta, this is no time for professional jealousy. Get them on and get them gabbing, and they'd better be good.
He's hot, he's mean, he's hip, he's new, better looking than that guy from Babylon Zoo.
Look up, your daughters, it's Maz, Maz Zoo. Chilling. Oh, yeah, dudes and dudesses. It's the boy who puts the bang into Bangra, dissing up your airwaves. And like the jingle says, from now on, any female in the vicinity better hold tight to a virginity. And no sooner said than they do appear. I've been joined in the studio by two luscious babes already. Yeah, my mate Shanta. What's going on?
Celebrity guests.
Cool, cool. Take a pew, babe.
Maz, these two women...
Hey, I don't need coaching from you, Shanta, especially when it comes to the fairer persuasion.
Well, at least read my research notes before you open your gob. My job's on the line here, all right?
Who needs notes when I've got charm, wit, and two sets of big, brown, chocolatey, chewy eyes hanging on my every word? So, introduce yourself, ladies.
I'm Rahana Akram.
Don't tell me, you have to be a model, right?
Well, no, actually, I...
Well, if you ain't, there's a criminal waste of your inner thighs. And you are?
Sunita Rathore. I work for...
A building firm? Now, seriously, Sunita. Dungarees are seriously passe. And hiding your melons under a bib and tucker shows some serious lack of confidence. Well, that was my intro. Your turn now.
I was wondering, have you always been such an offensive little fart?
Eh?
Well, I'm glad you said that. I was about to go for his melons with his stapler. Or should I say, gooseberries from where I'm sitting.
Oh, wait up, ladies. No offence, men. It's just more styly. Anyone who listens to my show knows my rap, see? Maybe you ladies just don't get around much. What is it you do again?
Sunita Rathore, Head of Violence Against Asian Women Forum, CBE, Metropolitan Police Bravery Award, columnist in The Guardian.
The what?
Rahana Akram, Head of Psychiatry at Fleet Hospital, OBE, CBE, Nobel Prize winner in Behavioural Science.
Right, why? So what would I have seen you in on the telly then? All right, Sunny. Oh,
God damn it. Don't sneak up on me like that. I was all ready to pour some very good vodka into a very undeserving plant pot. You want a swig?
Yeah, I think I need one after interviewing Ball Breakers Anonymous in there.
Well, if you have any leftovers in the trouser area, my husband might want to kick them around. Not to mention Shanta.
Oh, if I didn't like it then.
Well, Ram smashed the rest of the mugs and then told a sobbing Shanta if nobody impressive turns up tomorrow, she could look for another job.
Sack Shanta? Just because I ain't Richard Dimbleby, that's not fair.
Oh, I agree, sweetie. You think my husband would have got used to dismal failure by now. But no, he still gets into these murderous, violent moods in which a helpless victim gets crushed like a crushed thing.
Oh, man, it's not my fault we ain't produced anyone famous enough to sell salt powder.
No, sweetie, it's your fault for not realizing what celebrity means to Ram. He doesn't care how many degrees or good works anybody has done, but if they have money or they've slept with minor royalty, to Ram, that is fame.
Ah, right. Well, he should have said, sorted.
If you're lonely or unhappy or just plain barking mad, Auntie G will solve your problems and the world won't seem so bad.
Yes, hello listeners, it's me Auntie G on day 3 of our supposed Asian Celebrity Week. Or do ring in and tell us how much you've enjoyed it. If we have any listeners left, that is. Caller number one, Mr. W from SW1.
Hello, Auntie G. I do hope you don't mind me ringing. I just happened to tune into your station on my way down to the country. I had no idea how talented the Asian community was. Splendid idea. Anyway, I'm really calling as I understand you're also an agony auntie, so to speak.
Yes, yes, okay, what's wrong? Hurry up.
Well, to be frank, my marriage broke up recently and I've been feeling a bit sort of down about it.
What happened? An arranged marriage, was it?
Well, yes, I suppose it was. I mean, our families seem well matched. She had a spotless reputation and, of course, Mummy approved.
This is all so boringly familiar. You did your duty and found out keeping a stiff upper lip means major drooping in other areas. Yawn, yawn.
But this is quite extraordinary. It's like you can read my mind. Have you read any Lawrence Vanderpost?
No, but I can read Indian men like large print books. And I suppose your poor ex-wife is now a social leper. Being a divorcee with no status or money and no hope of finding another man?
Not quite. And by the way, I'm not Indian, regrettably.
But your voice sounds very familiar.
Get those blasted corgis out of here and mind my cheese plant, Watkins.
Wait a moment. Corgis? Plants? Oh, my God. You're not...
Yes, I am, I'm afraid.
Dale Winton. Oh, I'm so excited. I never miss supermarket sweep.
No, it's Charles. You know, HRH. Here's a clue. God save our gracious mom.
And there, ladies and gentlemen of the press, you have proof that Masal FM finally has its own seal of royal approval. Thank you. Please leave by the green room exit.
Amazing, isn't it, Shauna? We get the future King Styly Geezer ringing our humble station, and it's all...
Thanks to you, Shanta.
I was going to say that, man. So your job's safe, then. No worries, eh? How'd you feel?
If you must know, I feel sick! Never in my life have I witnessed such a blatant display of bum-licking. Is that all it takes to make you lot happy? One phone call from an inbred tree fondler whose ancestors happen to have bled our motherlands dry in the name of civilization.
Shonda, enough. Treason is still a capital punishment offence, you know.
Yes, and who have we betrayed, huh? All our own achievers, whom we were supposed to be honouring this week. We're traitors to ourselves.
Oh, spare us the communist ranting. In the real world, royalty sells anything it touches. I consider this a fair swap for 200 years of colonization. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to the sound booth. Charles promised to phone into Auntie G's program again this afternoon. Anyone coming?
Go on, Maz. Don't let me stop you.
But this is a major scoop for you. I thought you'd be pleased.
Then you know me even less than I thought you did, Maz.
What did I do? Whatever it was, I've gone and done it again. Oh, rats.
Auntie G, she talks royalty. She's the Indian Camilla for Charlie.
And then what did she do?
She threw a lemon slicer at me and locked herself in the latrine.
Oh, well, no wonder you... did you say latrine?
Yes. Why?
It's just such an Indian word, you know.
Impressed, eh? Listen to this. Kabhi, kabhi, mere dil mein.
Oh my God, you speak Hindi? And your pronunciation is perfect, but how?
I picked up some when I visited Southall. And I've got lots of really famous friends, too.
Oh, really? Oh, you don't happen to know Sean Connery. I just love him.
Funnily enough, he's with me now. Sean, old man, just come here and say hello to Auntie G.
I don't believe it.
Hello, Pushy. How's it hanging? You must pop over sometime. Do you play golf?
Charlie, do you know Woody Allen, the brilliant yet neurotic Jewish filmmaker?
Well, funnily enough, Woody, say hello to a very special lady.
Auntie G, I guess I'm an honorary Indian as we have so much in common. Guilt, food, the Oedipus complex.
Woody Allen! Sean Connery, did you hear that? Did you, everybody?
I read he's shooting a film in New York at the moment.
Don't be stupid. That's Woody, all right? Any fool knows that.
Auntie G, I hope you don't think this is too presumptuous. Well, I'm a free man now. You're a widow. Well, damn it, I want to meet you.
Oh, man, he's gone too far this time.
What?
Nothing.
Shall I come to Bucky House?
No, I'll come to you, to Masala FM. I'll come tomorrow.
He's coming here. Charlie's coming here tomorrow.
Oh, oh my God, he's fainting. Catch him, someone.
Oh, damn it. Butterfingers me.
Oh, man, this is a disaster.
Oh, old Crispy's merely hyperventilated on fame. He'll be fine.
Who, Crispy? Yeah. Phew, thank God, eh?
There's something wrong here, Maz.
No, there isn't. What are you doing?
1471. Charlie Boy was the last person to call in. Maybe we'll get a number.
No, we won't. That thing never works.
Yeah, you're probably right. Royal numbers are untrace. 530-4444. That's an East End number.
Yeah, but you'll never trace the address because the operator... What are you doing now?
Hello. Is that 530-4444? Yeah, National Lottery Board here. Seems you've won heaps of money, which we'd like to... 5 Chestnut Drive, Leytonstone. See you in half an hour. Bye-bye. Gotcha.
Hooray.
You didn't have to come with me, you know.
Hey, it might be a deranged lunatic in there... In fact, why don't you let me check the place out first?
No, Maz. United we stand. Here, we'll go through via the bushes to the door.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. Either Prince Charles got a worse divorce deal than we thought, or someone is pretending to be him. But then why has he said he'll turn up tomorrow and risk exposure?
Shanta.
I'll knock. Cover me.
Shanta, I'll to tell you.
Tense your muscles, he may have a weapon.
Maz, beta, nice to see you again. And you brought a friend.
An ex-friend? Unless he tells me what the hell is going on.
I could have been a contender. Stella!
Oh, well, here's my friend Harvey. Say hello, Harvey. I can prove to the right honourable gentleman that I tuck my vest into my pants.
A pint? A pint? That's nearly an armful.
Can I stop now, please? My tongue is hurting.
What do you think, Shauna? Pretty good, eh?
Good. He is amazing. You are amazing, Mr...
Joker. My stage name from India.
Were you an actor, Mr. Joker?
Am. I still am. Not an actor. The actor. The best comedian in India. I made my name as a child star. Jolly little Joker. The masses would call for me, throwing garlands and sometimes root vegetables if they had no money. And on my 18th birthday, the renowned film director, G.S. Chopra, offered me a 5-film contract. Star billing, flares on demand, a range of chest wigs named after me.
And what happened?
Great Britain. My father decided the family should come over and pick up some of the gold that paved the British streets. Fate, really. He ended up becoming a road sweeper for the council. I inherited the job from him until I retired last month.
Oh, but that's such a tragic waste of talent. You have a God-given gift. Why didn't you try and use it?
My dear child, if I had ever seen a job vacancy saying wanted, gifted brown-skinned comedian to mimic Indian personalities no one has heard of, I would have taken it. I even switched from Bollywood to Hollywood, learned all the top stars' voices.
Sorry, stupid of me. We were asked over to man hospitals and buses, not express our souls.
Do you know how many of us are out there like me, in your parents' generation? Sweepers who write songs, postmen who quote poetry, dinner ladies who dance like angels. Art won't fill your belly. We packed our dreams into suitcases when we landed here and never opened them again.
Oh, that was so...
Is she crying yet, my beta? Hey, no, sweet joker. You still going, guy?
Listen, Maz, I have to tell you, the Prince Charles stunt was a cheap, dishonest slap in the face of integrity and goes against everything I stand for. But I understand why you did it. I mean, in a way, you were supporting the principle I put forward.
Was I?
Yes, to honour our own unsung heroes.
Oh, yeah, you sussed it, finally, cool.
But we still have one tinsy problem.
Relax, oh ye of little faith.
Half of London is turning up at Masala FM tomorrow to see Bonnie Prince Charlie keep his date with Auntie G.
We're dead, man.
Shanta! Ah, Shanta, baby! All ready to do a live on the spot broadcast of Chaz's imminent arrival?
Yes. But, Mr. Krishna, did the hospital know you've discharged yourself?
Of course! That's why they gave me this lovely trolley. Mind my drip, dammit. You think I'd miss today the highlight of my broadcasting career? Bill may way, bearer.
Can you sign from there?
No, not yet. I still can't understand why he put himself in this position. Why he said he'd appear in person.
Me neither. It's not exactly a dead ringer for Charlie.
And what about Auntie G? I mean, she's expecting royalty. Is she excited?
She only went out and bought a new cardigan.
This is serious, then. Uh-oh, my limousine. Hi, I'm Shantha Basin, reporting live from outside the Masala FM studio, where the royal car has just pulled up. And the crowd are going wild as the door of the limousine slowly opens and a rather small Indian man gets out carrying a bunch of roses and a box of milk tray. The crowd are looking confused, as well they might at someone who thinks tank tops are still in fashion. And yes, he's making his way towards the podium, where our very own Auntie G awaits him with a quite unreadable expression on her face. It seems to go nicely with her red, green, yellow and burgundy sari. And the mysterious tank top man is about to speak. This should be interesting.
Forgive me, Auntie G, for my deception, but I have loved you since the day I heard you on air. And I knew this was the only way I'd get to meet you. I may speak in 1,000 voices, but I have one heart, and it is yours.
Well, what a turn-up. An elaborate hoax, all in the name of love. But he had us all fooled, listeners. The man must be good. And finally, Auntie G is slowly taking the flowers and the chocolate, and she's taken it rather badly.
Never been so humiliated. I wanted Charlie, not some second-rate dirty parrot.
Well, it sounds like the crowd are on Auntie G's side. What a shame they're too ignorant to appreciate such love, such talent and such courage. I mean, if this man was English, he'd be hailed as a genius. Instead, he's lying in a crumpled heap with rose stems down his trousers. And I, for one, think that we should... This is unbelievable. The man, well, he's called Joker, spookily enough, has risen to his feet and the crowd are cheering him. They're throwing flowers and money and root vegetables. The message is clear. To them, Joker is in his own way a star.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, you're genius, mate.
Well, all's well that ends.
Come on, Mr. Krishna, breathe. You're in safe hands now.
Tank top, I keep seeing it. Make it go away, somebody.
Just look at Joker in his element. I hope someone does sign him up. Better a late flowering than a withered branch, eh?
Oh, that's sweet.
Well, I can be. And so were you. I think you've done him a favour.
Actually, I never did it for him. I did it for you. You know when Crispy said you'd be sacked if you didn't get anyone famous on air? Shanta, are you mad at me again?
No, this is just my impression of a mad person. But this, as Mike Yarwood used to say, is me. Thanks, Maz.
Right back at you, sweetheart.
Who was that supposed to be?
That was Humphrey Bogart, couldn't you tell?
Oh, God, more like Humphrey Bogart's Alsatian.
Masala FM was written by Meera Sayal and performed by Sanjeev Bhaskar, Nitin Soni, Meera Sayal and Nina Wadia. The music was by Nitin Soni and it was produced by Liz Anstey.